Here in Los Angeles, it's official. It's the driest year in recorded history. Since July of 2006, the city has gotten barely 3 inches of rain. 12 inches a year is normal, but even as parts of L.A. sizzle in the summer's first big heat wave, water is flowing everywhere, and there's only a modest effort underway to conserve it. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
On a tree-lined, lawn-rich street in a South Los Angeles neighborhood, Art Ajamian is giving his private patch of green and several rose bushes a good dousing with the garden hose.
The weather's going to be hot.
Do you do this every morning?
No. Do it twice a week.
Ajamian says he's cut back trying to meet city officials' calls to conserve water by 10%. But he says he doesn't want to lose his lush lawn to the heat wave.
It's turning brown, you know, the old grasses, you know. I have to take care of that. It's going to cost me later on a lot of money if I don't water it.
Ajamian's neighbor must feel the same way. His morning watering has left the sidewalk soaked. What a difference from previous L.A. droughts when hosing down a driveway or excessive water use could have rendered a fine. These days, L.A.'s Department of Water and Power sends out a warning letter with little threat of punishment. DWP's David Nahai says this time around there's no reason to call for tougher measures.
Just as we are having the driest year on record this year. Last year, we had the wettest year on record.
Nahai says area reservoirs are stocked, storage capacity is good, and there is still water in the underground aquifers. And Angelenos are using less water today than they did 20 years ago, even after adding 1 million new residents. But Jeff Keitlinger of Southern California's Metropolitan Water District says the situation will get worse if dry conditions last into next year and beyond.
We are worried that these conditions could continue and make us want to conserve as much as possible and keep our reserve levels as high as we can.
This month, the Metropolitan Water District boosted its conservation PR budget by $5 million. That spot the MWD brief announcements during Radio Morning Drive traffic reports.
It's a record dry year, so we all need to save water now to be prepared for later. Come on, California, let's save water. Go to BeWaterWise.com to learn how.
But environmentalists say LA should be doing more, especially since the city's biggest water provider, the Sierra snowpack, is drastically below normal. And another major source, the Colorado River, is in the eighth year of a serious drought.
We've done a lot. We need to be getting much more serious.
Andy Lipkus heads a group called Tree People, which pushes conservation by building huge water storage tanks under city parks and at schools, like this one where a summer drama club is rehearsing. Lipkus's group ripped up the concrete schoolyard and installed an underground cistern that holds nearly a million gallons of water. Now, instead of rainfall spilling off the roofs and onto the street, the school captures it and uses the water for dozens of redwoods, willow trees, and 2 baseball fields.
We're blessed with rainfall when we get it. It's a huge amount, and we throw it away, and we pollute it, and that's a crime.
Lipkus says for every half inch of rain, 3.8 billion gallons of water just runs off into the storm drains. He says if the city worked harder to capture that resource, LA could cut its water imports by 50% each year. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.